Welcome to Lack of Focus, an X-Wing miniatures game podcast brought to you by Dice 8 Productions.
Hey folks, Chris here with another episode of Lack of Focus. So first things first, obviously I'm not Ed, so that may come as a bit of a shock to some of you. But yeah, there we go. The reason I'm introducing the show is because we are actually doing our D&D content and I'm going to be the Game Master. So it falls to me to kind of rule the roost a little bit. We were cognizant, obviously, that we're supposed to have a show coming out today. So whenever you listen to this, it should have been our normal recording timing. But we recorded our episode zero of our session last week. And we were going to put it out on YouTube. I was like, we should probably put some audio out. So let us know what you think of this kind of content. It's not exactly how we wanted to do it or perfect in any way, shape or form. Episode zero is very much the guys trying to get used to using Roll20, playing 5e for the first time, and basically just us finding our feet. So we have Sean, Ed and Gabe all just kind of using their characters, getting used to it. Then next week, or next time, because we've already done episode one as well, we move on to a module proper. I don't want to put too many spoilers in there, but we made some characters. This session that you're going to listen to today was our session zero, level one characters, just learning the ropes. And that was kind of the preamble into the level one story. And we're going to be running Curse of Strahd as a module. It's going to end up getting changed quite a lot once I've kind of mapped out how I want to do it. So don't worry too much about spoilers and things like that. It's going to move around quite a lot, especially once I get a grip on the characters themselves and how they're going to interact. And obviously, I kind of have my own ideas for the setting I wanted to do as well. So it's going to tie into all of that. So I'm not going to keep you here too long. It's me rambling for like 2 minutes already. But we're going to jump straight into the action with them entering a misty cave that they have no idea how they got there. The only characters who have any knowledge of each other would have been Ed's half-elven ranger and Gabe's barbarian, half-orc fighter, not a barbarian. I keep saying barbarian for some reason. And then Sean's human priest is there as well. No idea who these other people are. And Greg, who we recorded the D&D podcast Roll of Initiative, joins us for this. He isn't actually here for this session. He's used Roll20 before, but he comes in the next one. So his character's around because it's kind of key to story elements later. And there we go. Hopefully you guys can get some enjoyment out of it. And I'll join you in about an hour and 30 minutes, something like that, at the end and close out the show there. Thanks, everyone.
As you are talking, you notice a gale seems to blow through a cavern and the torches blow out and you hear fluttering. So let me figure out if I can do this.
Fluttering.
Fluttering.
Can I get an idea of what that might be?
Don't know. So,
perception?
Well, if you look on the map, because you've got dark vision, two things should have appeared now, maybe?
So,
give me 1 second. I need to go.
Those look like baddies.
Yeah. I believe that Sean currently can't see anything.
I cannot.
Just because you're a human, Sean. Sucks to be you. So as I'm going to go through Sean's turn first, and then we'll actually go to initiative.
Okay.
Yeah. So, Sean, if you open your character sheet.
Already got it.
Yeah. Then if you click on spells. Character sheet. And then spells, yeah. If you double-click where it says light, if you hover your mouse over it, it should turn red. Yeah.
Yep.
So that, if you now look in the chat, you'll have cast light. So
okay,
now...
Hold on a second. Yeah. Let me get caught back up.
Yeah.
You're doing your, like, so you see where the wall that? You can just click on...
Okay, but I'm not seeing anything. There we go.
I can see quite a bit.
I have to manually do it, Sean. It doesn't automatically do it.
Gotcha. So I click it, then you do it?
Yeah, once you tell me, so you can tell me you're going to cast a spell and I'll start prepping it.
Gotcha.
But we won't consider it cast until it appears in the chat window.
Perfect.
Just so there's no, like, oh, I was casting mage armor. Speaking of which, the wizard is going to cast mage armor.
Probably fair.
So, again, I need two windows open here, so give me a second.
Yeah, if I can I pull this over to another window? Stop.
So, if you click on your character sheet, in the top left-hand side, there's like two windows, and that makes it a pop-out window.
Oh, sweet. Perfect. That's exactly what I need.
Yeah, okay.
Excellent.
So, you hear the wizard muttering some incantations, holding the leather strap around her belt, and she seems a little bit more rugged. Not quite as rugged as a half-orc, but a little bit more rugged.
A little hardened.
Yep. So, let's roll initiative. What I need to do first is...
So, really quick, just a quick question. Will we need dice for this, just so I know?
No. No, it's all done in the... Yes, so the way you need to do it is you need to select your token. So you need to left-click on your token.
Okay.
And then roll initiative, and it should automatically put your roll into the turn order that should have just appeared.
You didn't turn the feature on where we can actually see the dice roll?
Not yet.
So click
on... What do you click? Because I'm not seeing
on the map, you click on your character, so you've got it selected.
And then you actually go to your character sheet, where it says armor class, initiative, and speed, and actually click on the word initiative. Should highlight red, and it'll roll for you.
There you go.
There you go.
Then I need to roll for a bat swarm.
And the wizard.
Oh, yeah, and the wizard. Where have they gone? There's an easier way of doing this. It's a search bar. Swarm of bats. That's why I was looking for bat swarm. Swarm of bats. So, where are you? Come on. Annoying.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I like how this works. Highlights and things.
I watched some videos today, just kind of starter stuff. Oh man, is some of this stuff cool.
Yeah.
Like, they really did a good job.
There we go. So, it looks like this. Show to everyone.
Ooh. Aren't they pretty?
And there you go.
As long as they're not virus filled, we should be good.
just don't eat them. It's fine.
Just don't eat them. Okay.
I should pop this out actually so that I have it ready. So I'm trying to play his character and do it other stuff as well. So
you're good.
No, I understand.
You do what you gotta do.
Okay. So we have there you go. So the ranger gets to act first.
So my first instinct, of course, is looking around the room going, I'll deal with you two later, meaning the other two characters who are not my companion and I. And I'm gonna have to draw my short sword. Because I do not believe that firing arrows into a bat swarm is going to help me much.
Just get good.
So that counts as an action, correct?
Readying a weapon, I believe, could be a bonus action. And as long as you're not holding anything at the moment, are you?
No, I just woke up.
Yeah, so you can just pull your short sword out. That's fine.
So there is a key, there is a shortcut to allow you to show step by step what you're doing, isn't there?
So
I can move my token here.
Yeah, so the way I've got it set up is basically if you go to a ruler, which is this tool here.
That's what it is.
So you just go, if you want to go here, it's 20 feet, 30 feet. So I have it set up to be 3.5 and Pathfinder. The first diagonal is 5 feet, and the second diagonal is 15.
Okay.
Yeah, so if you want to go there.
Even though I know that that's not the rules in 5e, then.
No, it's fine. I don't care. It's the rules that we're playing by.
Good. You're the DM. You get to do that.
Yep.
All right. So I'm going to go ahead and take this spot over here. All right. So now I got the ruler. So can I?
So you can. So basically, if you want to move to here.
I want to actually try to shoot for this square right.
Yeah. So as long as it's within range of your movement, you can just pick your character up and then drop it. The vision won't update until you occupy the square you are moving to.
Okay. I need to turn. Oh, so I actually have to go back to the cursor. Okay. Gotcha. So I'm going to squeeze in right here, and I'm taking a swing with my short sword.
Okay.
And I don't see in the chat, where is
So it? You just rolled a 12 and a 13. So it's set up to always roll two dice to make rolling with advantage and disadvantage easier. See?
Oh, there we go.
Yeah. So you're going to take the higher roll.
No, he's not currently rolling with advantage, so you take the first roll on the left.
Okay.
Yeah. If you're rolling with advantage, you take the higher. If you're rolling with disadvantage, you take the lower.
Oh, so you have it set up that way. So if we have advantage or disadvantage, you don't have to like mess with that. It's just
yeah, okay, it's just always going to roll two. You're going to take a result on the left unless something says otherwise.
So basically what you're saying, in my woken, drunken stupor, I woke up and went, swing miss.
Nice, you rolled a 12. That hits. So now if you want to roll for damage, on your dice roll, where it says short yep. sword, if you quick short sword, it'll roll the damage automatically. No, on where it says in the chat.
In the chat.
Yeah.
Oh, where it says in the chat. Yeah. Sorry, I clicked on the...
So there it takes go. 10 piercing damage. Let me double holy check shit. This. Okay, so I believe we get to immediately Matthew Mercer this one. You know, how do you want to do this, Ed?
I get to do what now?
We get to, like, Matthew Mercer. You just exploded some rats. So how do you want to do this? The rats are all gone. So the bats are all gone.
Oh, wow. They, like, vanished? Or, like, I hit them and they died? Because there's a huge difference.
So, or it was an illusion.
So you... Yeah. You nimbly, what kind of sort of short sword? As you waft your sword through, you somehow manage to like catch three or four of the bats at the same time. You feel a funk of each one of them hitting your blade, and then they are gone.
No body.
No.
Okay. I'll absorb that as the next person goes.
So that would be Theseus.
I'm going to move up next to Ed.
Okay. So you see the... Okay.
Hold on. We get two actions, correct?
Yeah, so moving isn't an action. So moving, you always have your 30 feet worth of movement. Then you have an action and a bonus action.
So I'm going to pull out my mace and then move.
Yeah, so that'll be a bonus action. You still have an action left. Let me pull up your character sheet so I can see what you can actually do. So did you take something like Sacred Flame or whatever? Yeah, you do have Sacred Flame.
Yeah, you just move my sheet.
Oh, sorry, did I pop it out? Yeah. Can you not see it anymore?
No, it's just when you access it...
Oh, it resets yours, so yeah.
Yeah, right. I'm actually looking on the attacks and spellcasting
I see.
On the front sorry. Page.
Yeah.
So I have Sacred Flame, yeah.
Yeah, and can you see any enemies to attack? Let's check for the people watching at home. Oh.
I cannot see. I see something sort of over to the left, but that's about it.
Yeah. So you can hear some bats over there, you're pretty sure, but the light's not really bright enough for you to focus on them. So if you, obviously the light is emanating from you, so you could step further that way, cast your sacred flame. So what I'm going to do, Sean, just for the sake of it, I'm going to move you back to where you were. I think you were here, is that right?
Yeah, I was there.
So if you want
to put myself back. So. Yeah.
So if you wanted to finish next to Ed, you can move 15 feet to here and then 15 feet to here. So you move.
Okay, really quick. Show me how are you getting that arrow?
On the left-hand side where you have select move, pan, if you scroll down to a circle with a ruler in it.
There's another shortcut. So let me see if I can find it. Because there's a way that as you move the character, you can actually see.
It's hold Q.
It's hold Q. That's what it is.
Yeah. So you can move to there, and then you
can... Okay. I see the bats there.
Yeah. So Sacred Flame, I believe, is a dexterity check for me. So again, you can double tap it, and it'll tell... Yeah, so dexterity 14. If I fail, I'm taking 4 damage.
Yeah. So I can see everything on here, because like I can see it's... DC 14, it's 1d8 radiant, so on and so forth. So what I'll do from now on, Chris, because I think I got the spell stuff down.
Yeah.
And I think I got this stuff down now, where when I'm going to cast a spell, I'm just going to tell you I'm casting it. I'll tell you who I'm casting it at. And that way it'll make it easier on both of us. That way you don't have to, you don't have to try to Monty this too much. So.
Yeah. So the sacred flame appears and burns up a couple of the bats, and they screech and howl horribly.
So, Sean, real quick, helpful tip. If you want, you can left click on any square and hold it, and it'll ping so the rest of us can see it. So if you want to call out a specific monster, you can be like, I'm shooting that one.
Also worth pointing out that it is the color in the bottom right of your webcam screen is the color of the ping. Yep. So gotcha. I change mine to be like yellow.
Okay. So
you
guys, it's over here.
Yeah. And then you can either stay. You've got 15 feet worth of movement left, Sean.
Yeah, they changed it in 5th Ed where you can actually do an action and then continue on the rest of your movement.
Yeah, the movement. Yeah, I just couldn't remember if it was 30 or 60 because 2nd edition 60.
Feet for movement, you mean?
Okay.
Or for like as an action. And back then it was an action. But you moved your movement.
Okay, so
that's right.
Adra is going to curse at you. You fool, I can't see them anymore. And she's going to have to cast her own light.
Well, we're not a well-oiled machine here, guy.
Lighting is a thing.
Lady. So she is also casting light. So I need to set it up for her. This is the only annoying thing at the moment.
Is playing his character for him?
No, just as in having to do the light spell initially. The other thing I have set up, Sean, just as an FYI, if you were, for example, to pick up a rock, cast light on it, and then throw it, that is something that we could do.
Correct. Yep.
In fact, what I'm going to do is that instead. So she's going to cast light.
Now that I've said that out loud, I'm going to make a magic rock. Is that the magic rock?
Does it work? Oh. There you go.
So if people are watching this, if you're looking at me, look to the right. It's actually where my player's handbook is, so don't think I'm not paying attention. I just have it up over here in D&D meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I've got my character sheet over to the left, so if you see me looking at left, I'm looking at my character sheet on my left monitor.
So light's a full action, so she can't do any of that, but she is going to back away over here.
So she threw the rock there and then back there. Okay.
Yeah. She can't shoot it now, but everyone else can see it.
Got it. Gabe, I think that leaves you to go and handle some bats. Remember, don't eat them. COVID-19. So you scroll down here, you have your list of weapons there, and you just click whichever weapon. I assume it's going to your Warhammer.
Hey, Chris, so you can see what I'm doing here. So monitor at my level has the game. Monitor up here has character sheet. Monitor over here has player's handbook, just so everybody can understand.
Yeah, it's fine.
Because I'll look around, because people used to complain that I always looked up. That's why.
Okay.
All right, so I was just walking him through some basics.
Yeah, we're okay. That's what this scenario is for.
So,
yeah.
On the side of-
just showing the players at home what's going on here. And Chris, what I had cast my light on was my holy symbol, just so you know.
Yeah. Oh no, he can't make it all the way over. Ed didn't take the one that he could have got. They played suboptimally at home, folks.
We play for role-playing. We don't play for
optimization. The only party members who are a well-oiled machine played it suboptimally.
So what you can do, though, is you can take a defense action.
So he can dodge.
You tell Chris that's what you're doing. Okay. So he's going to take a defense. If anything comes up on him, as soon as it happens.
Okay. So on the swarm of bats turn, they continue fluttering through the cavern and disappear.
Wait, did they pass through him and he gets a free he gets his action go off?
Yeah, why not?
So I'm just trying to get him to push buttons so that he can actually try swinging.
There's going to be a lot more buttons to push, it's fine.
Sure.
But I'm not going to roll dice on it.
Cool! So you click that. Do the.
Yeah, so he got a crit. Yeah, so they take 16 damage.
So he hit him with the flat of the bat, of the axe. He didn't hit him with the edge, he went with the flat of the bat.
Is that right? 1d10 plus 5 is 5 plus 5 plus, yeah, that's right. So now if you hover over the results, it tells you how it broke down the dice roll.
That's cool.
The 10 was a 5 plus his 5 modifier, and then the 6 was a straight up roll of a 6. So again, you feel the weight of your sword footing into the bats, but then there are no bodies.
So no eating them.
Can't, they're not there. Okay, so.
All right, so that leaves it up to me. So I sort of semi-see legs over here to the right around what appears to be right where the lighted rock is south of that.
All
right. Yeah, like right there. I sort of see legs there, and
see some legs over there.
And I sort of see something here.
Sorry, say that again, Ed, real quick.
So that's okay. So I said I sort of see legs sticking out here from my lighting perspective, and I sort of see something here in the dark, but I don't know what either one of them are. So I don't know that I've got a good shot here. So I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to put my short sword away, and I'm going to pull and draw my bow.
Okay.
And I think, unfortunately, that's going to be my action.
So if you're putting your short sword away, it will be your action. If you're going to drop your short sword on the ground, I'll let you draw your bow as a bonus action, because you can let go of a sword for free.
Okay. Well, then, yeah, I'll do that, and then I'll go ahead and take a shot at whatever legs are over here.
Okay. So you will roll your dice. So a 20.
Oh, wait, I clicked dagger instead. I apologize.
All right. Okay. Does it use the same modifier?
Well, no, as in,
they're
dex.
Both dex. Dagger should be dex as well, I think.
All right, but they're both plus six, yeah. So it's probably the same thing.
That's fine. So yeah, you hear the thud of the arrow sinking into a leg.
All right, the damage is different though. So I'm gonna go ahead and roll this just to get get the damage icon up there, so that I can just click this for damage.
Okay. So that is add done.
We had no idea. You just immediately saw a pair of legs shot.
That's true.
He did indeed just see a pair of legs and shoot them.
This is fair.
Well, we are startled probably, so I could see that.
Something jumped me in the night. I'm somewhere I don't know where I am. Bats just keep flying at me. There's no dead bodies, and there's fucking legs over there.
Bats appeared. You ran at them and hacked them with the sword, and then the other bats tried to just continue flying through the cave system. And the orc butchered these bats were living a joyous, happy life. And then the party of adventurers were like, oh, XP, and jumped on him.
He makes a fair point.
Okay, so, Theseus, it is your turn, and then the wizard is on deck. So, let's have a look. I need to remember to do this. Okay, so you saw an arrow go flying into the darkness. You heard a thud, and that's it.
Well, beyond crapping my pants at this point, because I am so literally confused at this world that's happening around me, because I was literally sitting at a table at a meal, and next thing I know, I'm here. I am going to... Let me see. Give me one second here, just so I can get used to this. I'm just reading real quick.
Yeah, it's fine. I'm not rushing you. I'm just going to fill the dead air. So, could I get anyone who has perception proficiency in perception?
That'd be totally me.
Okay. So, okay. And I don't think anyone else has it. Okay. So, as you loose your arrow, and you hear it thud into the leg, you look into Adria's eyes, and you both have a moment of recognition that you hear like a groaning and squelching noise coming from your right.
Like this direction here?
Correct.
Okay.
Obviously, it's a cave system, so,
yeah,
so the acoustics aren't always the best.
So just, I know you were playing with the lighting sources, but I assume there's no natural light in here at all. The only reason we're getting some light, is there an entrance to this cave?
No. So you two have dark vision.
That's
so,
the only reason why I can see.
Yeah, the only reason you could see anything was because you have dark vision. Sean, what was on your screen when the torches went out?
Absolutely pitch black.
Yep. Okay, got it.
The joys of playing a human. You know, in Ravenloft, when it's a horror game, having dark vision kind of ruins it for you.
I didn't know we were doing that when I picked my character.
You just wanted to power game that dark vision. Yeah, Sean, so as you advance forward, you can now see the arrow that Ed fired quivering still in the leg of a corpse, and there seems to be some glint coming from the side.
So I shot a dead person. Or they were alive, right?
Do you want to take a perception check?
I can.
Yeah. You'll go into your skills, quick perception.
Yeah, just like you did with initiative, you just literally click on the word perception and it'll...
Yeah, this is pretty cool.
Yep. This is damn cool. You see some gold coins glinting in the reflection of your holy symbol's radiance.
And nobody else can see it?
No one else can see the coins from their position at the moment, no.
Well, I'm a pretty naive cleric. There's gold on the ground.
I hit that first.
How much were you in this square, Sean? I can't remember. You have gone like, you've got maybe 10 feet worth of movement left, I think.
Yeah, hold on a sec. So I was there.
So there is a way of doing it. You can go, I think if you hold shift, I can't remember. There's a shortcut to make it actually track. Yeah, 20. Yeah, you can get there.
Yeah.
Okay. And then that's all your movement.
I don't really have. What I'm going to do, because I have two actions, correct?
Correct.
I'm going to pick up a rock.
Yeah.
And cast light on it and toss it.
Just ping roughly where you want it to land, okay? So if you take a dexterity check, I'll get the rock ready. Okay, that's fine. Yeah, you can land it where you want it. You throw it right here?
Roughly, yeah.
Yeah. And then I need to turn the light on, don't I?
So do you have, like, in your thing, you can pick up, like, and create rocks and just put them places, or is that...
I had to preemptively do it, but yeah.
Gotcha.
40 feet. Oh, it's okay. There you go. So that should be illuminating more.
Ooh. Perfect.
Yeah, it's definitely illuminating more for me. How about you?
Yep. So that should be me.
Okay. So... Adra is going to go, let's give me a second, because I'm on the wrong thing. She's going to follow the cleric, she's going to go here, and she is going to take a look around. She is going to take a perception test, because this doesn't seem right.
I see everyone's abandoning me.
Who are you?
23, okay, so... she shouts to you to stay where you are, Sean. Priest, watch your footing.
Ooh. Ooh.
Hi, maiden.
Ooh.
And that's her turn. She rolled a 23, man. She got a crit.
There'll be traps there.
So in this, does it consider anything over a 20 as a crit?
A natural 20 is a crit. Your modifiers will push you above.
Gotcha.
So if you look in the chat, Ed's longbow attack was a 24, but it wasn't a crit.
Oh, I see.
It's,
okay.
It's green for a crit, a one for a red for a critical fail.
Gotcha.
Stop. Would you take a dexterity check for me, please, Gabe?
Oh, click on. Yep. Oh, he's a nimble orc.
Okay, so that one goes here.
Totally critted that.
Whoa.
I like the dice rolls on this thing, man.
Okay, so you evidently heard her warning and managed to bind over the pit trap and finish your move. Is that where you wanted to be, Gabe?
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect. You've got five feet left.
Nah,
no,
I think I went there.
Oh, Gabe can see something. You know what happens when you can see things? It means they can see you.
Then it's an initiative roll.
And Sean has got no idea what I'm talking about. Good.
Not a clue.
I do.
Sean can't see him because you can only see what your character can see.
That's interesting. I love the way they have this done.
Oh, that was a lot of me setting it up. I'm not going to lie.
Well, then I love what you did. Good job, Chris.
There you go. That kind of gives the game away somewhat. But Gabe sees. Where is it? This one.
So this is the preamble to Strahd, right?
Yeah. This is just something I made up to get us rolling dice.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Zambies!
Yeah.
That's good artwork on that Zambie, too. Yeah, that's interesting. So I noticed that, too. According to mine, I only had one arrow. Gabe's making the same mention that his crossbow bolt only has one bolt.
Can you manually change it to 20?
Yes.
Yeah.
But it didn't tick. Yeah, I set it to 9. But yeah, it didn't tick down as I was shooting.
That's fine. Yeah, we'll worry about it later. I can set it up to auto-track ammo, but I have not looked at it yet because I completely missed.
That's fine. I'm
didn't
okay.
think about
I'm
it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to go back and get my arrow out of the guy's head.
50% chance that it's ruined.
I know.
So Ed has fired one arrow. So, yeah.
Ready, cross.
Well, you can ready your crossbow as a bonus action as long as you're dropping the weapon that you're currently holding.
Yeah. So you just have to get a fork.
Yeah, if you want to sheave it properly, it does take more time.
So yeah, so
I will just keep it.
Okay, you're just going to keep it in your hand? Do you want to do the same thing as you did before, like ready?
Sure.
Yeah.
Are you able to hear him okay, by the way?
Yeah, yeah, roughly.
Okay, I just want to make sure. Because I know he and I are having side conversation. I just don't know if you can hear that.
Okay, so the zombie is going to march up here 20 feet, and then it's going to take an attack on the half-orc. So I got a 10 and 11, so because it is disadvantage because he took the dodge action, I'd have to take the 10, which I'm assuming would be a miss.
Yeah, 14.
Yep, so it misses.
Oh, I'm sorry, his armor class is 18, I lied.
Yeah, okay. So that's Gabe, the zombie. Oh, back to Ed.
All right. Well, I got to help out my orky brother. I'm going to go ahead and take another shot into that zombie.
Okay.
Loot, drop an arrow, and shoot. Oh.
What did I roll? A 9 hits.
What?
Armor class is only 8.
Whoa.
As spoilerific information. Okay. So let me just double check that I'm not missing anything. Yeah. The arrow thuds into the back of a zombie. Anything else?
Still standing.
So it's an action. You have a movement and a bonus action.
I do. I'm still iffy on what was going on in the cave to the walls to my right.
I don't know.
So I think what I am going to do is I'm going to take...
A bonus action to put your short sword away? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
See what I did there, folks? I didn't let him walk off and leave his sword behind.
I have notes. I'm writing notes as I go to make sure. So yeah, no, I'll take that. And then I guess I'll just wait.
You've still got your movement. When are you pick it up? And when are you waste a bonus action to sheave it?
Yeah, no, I'm going to sheave the sword. Because shooting and holding a sword is probably... So yeah, no, that makes sense. That's what I'll go.
Yeah. Then Theseus. So... the way advantage works in this edition, if you occupy this square,
it'll be flanked.
Yeah, you'll be considered flanking because there are two, and well, you have an ally directly opposite, which means you'll get to roll with advantage on your attacks.
Yep, I already moved there. I already have my mace out, so I'm going to start to
mace it. Yeah, so an 8 would hit anyway, because that's its armor class, and equal to is good enough. But you got a 15, you're rolling with advantage, so you get to pick either. So then if you click on the mace, it does 4 bludgeoning damage. Yeah, so your mace thuds into its shoulder, rocking it into a half-orc. It's still currently standing.
That's easy to hit, but sure is hard to take down.
It's almost like it's already dead.
Yeah, almost.
This time, she can actually see it and do some damage, hopefully. So she is going to weigh her options here. She's going to cast a spell at it. What is she going to spell? She's only got 2 spell slots. She's one. She's not. I take it back. She's going to Toll the Dead on this zombie.
Is that the 5th ed version of Turn Dead?
No, it's a... Oh, in fact, I believe I can show you. How do I do this? So you drag and drop should work. There we go. Did that do it? No. That's annoying. Okay. Anyway, I'll just describe it to everyone at home. So it's casting time, 1 action. It's a cantrip, so it doesn't use a spell slot. You point at one creature you can see within range, and the sound of a dolorous bell fills the air, and for a moment, a target must succeed on a wisdom saving throw. So let's see how wise my zombie is.
How wise the undead zombie that is?
Ooh. So the DC, it fails by 1.
It's a wise, tough-ass zombie. That's what it is. He's seen some shit, son.
It takes D12.
That wisdom says swarm of bats.
Oh, crap. Yeah, that's the wrong one. This one. It passes. Thanks, Sean.
Yeah.
Thanks, Sean.
Well, we want to make sure we get this right, so...
Yeah, no, I agree. You're right.
Yeah, so it takes no damage from me, Toll the Dead. Sad times.
So basically it was, back, foul beast, from whence you came, and it went...
Yeah. Go away, I don't know. Oh, there you go. It's because I clicked it like a million times.
There you go.
Yeah. All right, so that was her turn. She's going to actually go 2, 3, 4. She's going to move to here, around the trap, and pocket some gold.
And be wait to be attacked by a zombie. Good job.
Ah, it's fine. I'm pretty sure this zombie's got other ideas.
Other problems.
Yeah. So the zombie, recognizing the evil holiness of the priest, is going to turn around and swing at the priest. And get a 4. Natural 1. Good.
It's a fumble. I'm assuming so it trips and falls, right?
I'd make it drop its weapon or something like that, but, you know.
Yeah.
It doesn't have one.
Its hand breaks off.
Yeah. How embarrassing. His one moment to shine. Whoa! Hey, what's up there, homie?
Nothing. Nothing's up, man. What's up with you?
How did I not see him?
You did.
Okay.
You saw him at this point here.
Oh, I saw him.
You didn't see him here.
No, I still can't see him there. Wherever you see him here.
You see him here. You see him here. Yep. And then you see him here.
Oh, shit. Yep. Saw him the whole way up until he's just trying to knock my face off.
Yep. Unfortunately, that was him running at you. So he doesn't get an action.
Gotcha.
Okay. And that was wrong. Sorry, it should have been Gabe's go before that.
That's okay.
So yeah, Gabe, you get your turn. Sorry, I skipped you in the order for some reason.
It's fine. Considering I already...
So that's a hit. Yeah, so this one goes down.
Gabe, that was only an 18, too. Just splatters all over the world.
It's DC of 5.
You cover the priest in zombie guts.
Are you putting GM notes up on accident?
Pretty much, but it's fine. Yeah, that dies.
What's the damage just reading? Wow, they really upped the how good zombies are.
Well, it's done a lot so far. I mean, it's missed with 2 attacks and died.
Well, yeah, but what I'm saying, like, so Zombie Vortex is
really... Anyone familiar. Who's watched me and Ed play Vassal will be familiar with this pattern of events.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so unlucky. Oh, woe is me. It was so hard. Oh, I've just won. Okay, Ed, it's your action.
All right, so I'm going to assume that if I take a shot, the rules are still the same in 5e, but so, I take a shot with a ranged weapon with him up close like that.
It'd be disadvantage.
Right, so, but do I still get a free movement for a 5-foot step back?
So if you take a 5-foot step back, I will get a disengaging strike at you. If you don't want me to be able to hit you, you need to take the disengage action.
But then I can't...
Action, so you wouldn't have an attack action. You could only do stuff that is a bonus action.
Oh, so... That's different.
Would you like me to be able to attack you for free on your way out? Or do you want to drop your bow and draw your sword?
I'm going to have to do that, yeah. So that's the way it's going to have to be. All right, so drop bow, pull sword, take a swing. Short sword, here we come.
Okay, so 23 hits for 7 piercing. Okay, Theseus.
So... Since I was focused on the zombie, will I know what's going on over there? Since nobody hollered out.
You can kind of see the elf. Like, you hear the clatter of the bow falling. You hear the sword being drawn. That's about all you can see.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, can he even see me?
Just don't know. You can see him really well.
Oh yeah, no, I can see him really well. That's the question: is can he see me?
He can just about make you out in the gloom.
So can I make it as 30 feet the square next to Ed or the square diagonal?
Give me 1 second. So I think you've got it as snapped a corner. Yeah, so that's 35 feet there. Yeah, so you can't make it to be next to Ed. You've got it as snapped a corner. What you want to do, Sean, is...
Yeah, snap the middle.
Yeah, snap to center.
All right, hold on a sec. I'm going to cast Sacred Flame.
Yep. So that was a dexterity save.
Oh, he should totally not pass this.
I did not. Radiant damage. Does that do anything good? Okay, yeah. So I'm taking 7 radiant damage.
Yep.
Me personally.
Yeah, you personally.
Yeah. But it's happy radiance for you, Chris.
Good, good. So you see the fire start to engulf it. It doesn't look... very happy, but then it only had half a face, so it never looked really happy in the first place. What can she see? I suppose you're there now, so she can see that real clear. She's going to move to here, and then she's going to cast Firebolt at it.
Aren't I in the way?
No, she's got clear line there. So Sean will recognize this one, but the way I do this is I tend to use Imperial Assault.
Oh, line gotcha. Aside.
So I can see from this corner to two other corners unimpeded.
Okay, works for me.
It's just easy.
That's actually the easiest line of sight rule there is.
Yeah, I liked it, so I steal it. All right, once we get into like later things, we might implement more stuff, but for the purposes of me rolling a crit right now, I'm quite happy with that.
Hell yeah.
So it takes a whopping 15 points of fire damage.
Burnt zombie. Just like mom used to make.
That's gonna stink.
Yes!
Okay.
That was kind of my point.
Oh, no, it doesn't in fact get to do this. So it didn't make it save to still be up. Because its head exploded in a ball of fire.
Woo! Ew, zombie guts.
Yeah.
Brains, mush, whatever's left. Don't know if you... So you can spend your action to double move if you were so... I don't know that I'd be that inclined. Wow. And then do you want to do the same thing where you...
Whoa.
Have, yeah, the lighting change.
More zombies.
There are more zombies.
There's another zombie here.
Sean, so when he pings over here, can you see the ping, Sean?
Yes.
Okay, that's fine. That's the only thing I wasn't sure on with each player having their own line of sight stuff.
He pinged
over here.
So
he can see the ping, but he can't see what's there. That's yeah. Cool as so, shit. All right, I'm on my way.
So, Chris, do you want me to pick... Sorry, I didn't mean to... Throw this out now, but do you want me to pick just a D&D deity? Is that okay?
Yeah. You need to tell me what realm you are from. If you're from Greyhawk, Forgotten Realms, whatever.
Ravnica.
Yeah, if you want. Nah.
It's official. It is D&D now.
It is.
It only took Wizards owning the property for 15 years before they merged the two properties together.
You can be from Ravenloft if you like.
True. You can, again, ready in action.
Sure.
If we do that, Chris, then you and I will have to talk.
Yeah.
Because if we're doing it from Ravenloft, that actually changes a lot of what the priest knows and doesn't know.
Correct. This is
another setting.
Yeah. This is running on the theory that if we finish this module, that it's not the end of the characters.
Oh, yeah, no. And then keeping in mind, Barovia kind of like bounces around on the planes of existence. Like
it's currently in the Shadowfell, I believe.
Yeah, it's its own like dead plane.
Yeah, but that's irrelevant to the homebrew setting we are currently playing in, even though we're going to play Ravenloft.
Oh, yeah, no.
But you can be from any plane of existence, any setting you want to be, and at this point it's irrelevant.
We'll figure that out later.
Yeah, I was going to say, for this, what we're doing here...
If you like, Sean, you can be a Catholic priest.
No. I do like the concept of being from Ravenloft. I'll have to think about that and look at some of my source material and see what I can come up
with. Yeah,
actually, I have an idea.
I can start calling you a gypsy.
I have an idea about it, but Chris, you and I will really have to talk, because I think it'd be a pretty cool sub-story.
Where the hell's he going?
Okay, then he's going to take a swing. Oh, he gets a hit. Yeah. Take three bludgeoning damage.
So does he mark that on his character sheet?
The way it works is if you double-click your character to set your token, you have three rings. The middle one should be green. If you then click on it, you can do -3 into that box. He should see his stat bar actually shrink.
Oh, cool. This is like a video game.
Yeah.
That's hot.
I believe that you can't see each of his values.
No, hang on, let me zoom in. I can't.
You should see your own value, but not other players.
I can see his. It says 11 of 14.
Oh, that's fine. Okay. Yeah, I'm not worried about it. It's game settings you can change. This is how I wanted it for you to be. It just makes Sean's life easier if he can see what health everyone's on.
Yeah,
fair. FYI, remember, Sean's character has to be able to see you for him to know this information. So the toolbars are there for him, but if he doesn't have line of sight to you, he can't see the toolbar.
Fair.
Can you see the bars on the zombies?
No.
Good, good. Okay, Ed, it's your go.
All right, so I assume I heard him go, like taking some damage.
Yeah.
I'm coming for you, buddy. Okay. So how do the rules, can I go through Sean without like, so, okay, without having like some type of speed?
As long as Sean relents, you can move through his space freely.
Okay.
And I'm so disoriented that it wouldn't matter.
So that can put me about, trying to see if I can even get a shot on him with that rock in front of me. I'm probably better off over here.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
So are you going to throw your dagger at him?
Oh, that's right. Pick up bow.
Okay.
So picking up the bow.
So Greg has a story about when he was playing Call of Cthulhu, and he had a character exploring a cave system with a Tommy gun. And the DM told him halfway through that he'd actually put the Tommy gun down while he was climbing up a rock surface and never picked it back up again.
All right.
That would be me in every game.
Yeah.
So I want to make sure I'm doing the rules correct. So I've picked up my bow.
It's a bonus action. As long as you dropped your sword.
Yep. That was where I was going.
Yeah.
So drop sword, picked up bow.
So your sword is currently over here.
Yes. Where the zombie is. We're now I'm going to go ahead and take my shot at to help my buddy at that zombie right there.
Okay.
There we go.
How much damage is that?
Pulling the arrow, sticking it right over his shoulder, 8 piercing.
Okay. Let's see if I can do this.
Ooh, perfect. I was going to ask about
it. So is that Ed's sword or someone else's?
That's Ed's sword.
I need to remember where it was so I can go get it.
And Theseus is up with Adra on deck.
Guys, what are you seeing over there? I don't know what's going on.
Currently punching a rotting
zombies. More zombies.
Yep, Sean can see a nice rock, and then Ed shooting into the space behind a nice rock. Yeah, you can get to that square there, Sean.
Yeah, see, that's where my D&D 3.5 goes. Well, that's a hard corner, so but that.
Well, it's a 5 foot square by 5 foot square. If your male elf takes up a full 5 foot square,
right.
And doesn't want to relent to let him pass. Like I said, if you relent to let him pass, you can make it.
Oh, yeah, no, of course I'm going to do that.
I'm going to cast Sacred Flame.
Okay, dex save. He fails, so takes 4 radiant damage.
Zambi.
Okay, so let's see if we can do the same tag team action as last time. Yeah, so she can move to here. Then she's going to cast Firebolt. 19 hits, 4. 5 fire damage. And that puts Gabe's turn up.
Okay. So I'm going
18 will hit. Okay. And let's see. Your axe like sinks deeply into it. And you like turn in rain to celebrate when you hear it like reach back up and it's not as dead as you expected it to be.
Wait a minute.
At least it's not a troll.
Okay, so, oh, look at that. This zombie runs to give the other zombie advantage, because they're just good friends like that.
They're good buddies.
Oh, and it crits. Oh, no. So, Gabe takes 9 damage.
Uh-oh. So you're down. Go
back. 2 hit points left.
There you go. I definitely heard that. You leave him alone! Rotten bastards! Literally.
Okay. So one of the zombies has got like a giant axe wound in its skull, and the other one looks pretty fresh.
Relatively speaking.
Yeah. Adds up.
So do I gain an advantage? No, not at all. Yeah.
So if you go into any of the squares on this line, you will have advantage for the shot on this one.
But not that one, the one that I know is low.
You'd have to be on this side of it.
Yeah, that's what I was afraid of. So where can that put... I can go... I don't need to be up close and personal with this bitch.
Yeah, so unfortunately at the moment, shooting from your current position, you would be giving them cover, so they'd be at +2 to their AC.
Yeah, so I've got to move. So I'm going to go ahead and move here. Wait, can I... Oh, because I'm not person. 1, 6. I am going to go ahead and move here.
Okay.
And take another shot.
Yeah, at the damaged one.
If I can, please, yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, 9 hits.
Forgot they were AC8.
Yeah. Okay, let's do this again. Yep. The arrow thuds into it, and it's still up.
Yeah, it's zombie resilience, man. Is that what it was called?
Undead Fortitude.
Undead Fortitude, that's what it was. Oh, wait, he's my favorite enemy. Aren't I supposed to be getting bonuses for that shit?
I don't know. It's your character.
Wait, what does it do, though?
I don't know. It's your character. I get to Matt Culver with stuff.
Hold on, let me read it here.
Ranger, favorite enemy. Beginning at first level, you have advantage on wisdom.
Oh, you have advantage on a wisdom survival.
Yeah, so you get to track the undead a lot easier. Yeah.
And you can understand them when they speak.
Yeah.
They don't speak. We went through this when I was trying to get through. So basically, favorite enemy, all it does is I can track them better and I know more about them.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. So that actually, so it doesn't modify anything.
Theseus, you are up.
But that's how you knew that they regenerate to the one hit point.
Right. Yeah. Reading his ability.
Yeah, it's okay. It's a half orc. He'll be fine.
Then I'm going to cast Cure Wounds on to Gabe. What's your character's name?
Gorkthar.
Gorkthar.
Yep.
Okay.
You should be able to just quick the spell. I think it should be in your ability.
It is. Yeah.
These zombies are way more resilient than I remember them in old D&D.
That should, you have one left after you cast it, Sean.
Well, I have Guiding Bolt as my second. I only have one cure.
No, so you've got spell slots, so you can cast Cure Wounds twice. You should have two spell slots. You'll use one to cast it now, so you'll be able to cast it a second time before you're out of spell slots.
Okay, but it's not showing up when I...
There you go. I fixed it.
Still not showing up.
Okay, so you want to do it in your core bit? Have you got Cure Wounds in there? Yeah.
Yeah, I keep clicking it, but it's not showing up.
So it should bounce up in the middle of the map, asking you what level you want to cast it at. You're currently on level one,
gotcha.
That's why.
Gotcha. Okay, I got it.
There you go. So Gabe gets 10 wounds back.
Woo!
So you do have a bonus, because that's an action for Cure Wounds. So you can cast a bonus, any spell that you have which is a bonus action.
Yeah, I'm going to do the Radiant. Give me one sec. Let me get back to my...
Sacred Flame is an action, so you can't do that one.
Can't do that.
Yeah, I don't think you have anything you can do.
No, I don't. No.
Yeah, so you can like try and bless them or something. That's fine.
Yeah, let me give me one sec. Bless. Let's see. What is bless?
I was being rhetorical. Bless is a spell, but you can only cast a cantrip.
I don't have it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have it.
She is going to try and firebolt the damaged one. Not a crit.
Not a crit.
And it does two damage. So this is a really easy save, and it fails.
Woo! More barbecued zombie.
Yeah. So this one is down.
That one, yeah.
This one is still up. So now you can move while you're in combat, as long as you don't leave its reach. So you can, if you move here, it'll get an attack of opportunity. But you can move here or here. If you go here, you'll obviously have advantage again. So you can start chopping this one down.
Yeah, so you can take a 5-foot step to this square here and be able to do it. Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so... 20.
Yeah, well, both of those are higher than an 8. Takes 10 damage. Okay, then the zombie, assuming you don't want to position anymore, Gabe, the zombie is going to try and slam into a cleric because it doesn't like clerics. It really is blessed by his god as another zombie rolls a 1 whilst attacking him.
Again, it's so embarrassing. His guts fall out. The left eye, again, just kind of dangles now.
Ed, you are up, my friend.
All right, I'm going to take another shot right there at the only standing target that I'm aware of. So we're going to drop an arrow, take a shot.
That's a crit. Oh, sad.
That's awful. That's awful.
Yeah, fun. So you rolled up double ones for your damage on your D8s.
Yes.
Just so you know, in case you missed the Undead Fortitude, if you kill it on a crit, it doesn't get to roll.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah.
So if I'd have done just like...
6 more.
A hair more damage. It could have just exploded.
Yeah. Okay, Sean, you're up.
That's disappointing.
So you'll have advantage if you smash it with your mace.
Yeah, hold on. I'm trying to clear out this gear one.
Yeah, no worries. Oh, you've got like 15 boxes. You've got to click through here. That's what happened to me with the showing you the tall or dead spell earlier.
Okay, is the one next to me the one that's still standing?
Yeah, correct.
All right.
Suppose I can delete these now.
Well, as long as we know where to loot, right? All right, beat it over the head with the mace.
That's a crit.
Please, please, Sean, you can do it.
Oh, you shatter its skull and brain matter sprays downwards and outwards.
I feel like this is a recurring theme. They fumble, he crits, they die.
Yeah.
You're a handy guy to have around.
Yeah. And as that zombie collapses to a ground, everything starts to fade in as the fog that you remember kind of wafts around you. And then suddenly you're back where you expected to be.
Like back to the forest where we were?
Yep.
I lost my sword.
Did you?
Is it here? I'm
no.
Checking.
It's not there.
Yeah, so I lost my sword. I lost my sword and my 5 arrows.
Yeah, and your arrows.
Son of
yeah.
a bitch.
Yeah. Dagger and sword now. No, dagger and
no,
bow.
No, I never actually threw the dagger. I
yeah,
incorrectly.
See, you've got a dagger and a bow.
Yeah, I've got my dagger and I've got my bow.
Oh.
I'm down 5 arrows and I dropped my short sword that I've not gotten back.
At least you picked up that gold, right?
No, I didn't. Because
Ask a wizard for it. Oh, she's not here.
Oh, yeah, she's not here.
Oh.
The land to give right, and pissed. The land taketh away.
Just take up away, Sean. Luckily, the DM gets to give you some XP, though.
Woo!
So, you will each get a mighty divided by the party. You'll get 50 XP each. Oh, yeah.
Cool.
So, everyone comfortable with the interface, kind of how it works?
Oh, yeah, no, that definitely started clicking after like the first couple of rounds, I think. Gabe, what do you think? Yeah, no, I think I'm pretty comfortable with it.
Yeah. So, we'll do Ed and Gabe first. That you wake up in the woods and you like check your sword. Your quiver is like missing arrows. Your sword is nowhere in sight.
All right, so that wasn't a dream unless you have my shorts. Do you have my?
He looks a little bit beaten up.
I want your toothpick of a weapon.
And you've got like some bruises. You actually, so that happened. Like,
yeah.
So that wasn't a drunken stupor. That actually happened.
Could you both roll perception checks for me?
Sure. I perceive nothing. Neither does he.
No, he's fine.
All right. So I think that cleric and that wizard knocked us out when we were done, and they stole my short sword. So I want to go back and find it.
Okay, go back. You're going to go back to sleep?
Well, no. I think that cave's somewhere near here, and I think I'm going to go find it. You're coming with me. Let's pack up camp.
Yeah. So, you need. What was your actual score?
My actual score?
No, it shows up, and that's fine. I'm just being silly. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a 4. It sucked. Gabe's was a 6.
Yeah. So, as you start packing up your camp, you, as an intellectually clever ranger type person, you don't really recognize the trees.
All right. Can I get an idea of what kind of trees these are?
They look a little bit sickly.
Like sickly. Like
can I taste the dirt?
Yeah. It tastes like dirt.
Okay. I wanted to make
sure. So I'm getting the...
If you tasted the dirt before you went to sleep, did you? Is it a morning, a nightly ritual?
Maybe it is.
I don't know.
I mean, you can say it is, but then if you don't do it every night, we'll know you are lying.
It's like that guy from Saving Private Ryan who like rubbed his hands in the dirt every time he got onto a new battlefield. Maybe that's just a thing.
Like, it tastes dirt-like, but you have no point of comparison.
So the camp to me looks similar, but the trees
are... You could say, Chris, that the dirt's a little sour to him.
It's a bit salty.
I don't...
So, the camp, it's set up in the way that you would not, like, you've camped in the woods that many times and it's second nature to you, and you're just going through emotions, and it's only like 5 or 10 minutes into getting ready to leave that you start to just, it's not The camp is exactly how you would have set it up, but this is not where you camped last night.
I think we need to start looking around because I don't know where we are. All right, so I guess we're going to go wandering, see if we can get a bearing on distance and where we're, see if we get the hell idea of where the hell we are.
Okay, so Sean, you said you were enjoying a meal.
Yep, I am from the realm, so I'll just put.
Okay, so you're from Ravenloft.
I'm from Barovia, yes.
Barovia, okay. So we'll get to the specifics later, outside of the game. But you were sat enjoying a meal, were other priests around you. It was meal time, and you stumble, you've got the crust of bread ready, and then you look at it and have a moment of not really sure what just happened. Now, when you look up, there's nobody else in the common room. It's empty. All of the plates are cleared away. The only food remaining is what's in your hand. You know that you've expended magic, so in game terms, your spell slot is still used up.
Yep. Little tired.
Yeah.
Man, that was such a good piece of bread ready to go too.
Are you still? You line. Still? The bit that was in your hand is still there.
It's
the rest of
but it, your meal. It was warm. It was warm and buttered.
That piece is exactly as you remember it. It's everything else.
Gotcha.
Is different.
I just look around. I hate this land. I kind of will know what kind of sort of is going on just from tales. From, you know, other people, other tales. Just shake my head and just quietly finish my meal and head off for the long rest.
Okay. So you manage to find your way back to your room. And it's only this point now you notice that there's no lights. All the torches are out in the rest of a cloister, I think would be the correct term. I don't know.
We'll talk about that.
So as you get through to your lodging, you got the door creaks. The hinges are quite rusted, and it's relatively dilapidated compared to the church that you remember from but moments ago.
Yeah, I look around. I notice the tapestries, the few tapestries that were on the wall are torn and tattered, I'm guessing.
Yeah, moth-eaten and tattered. Yeah.
Yeah. Just kind of scratch my head because never really experienced this before, but kind of have an idea of what happened and everything. First thing I would do is go to the church leader's dormitory and see if there's still anybody there.
As you're wandering around and the inside of a building, you notice everything is just deserted. You feel like you're the only living soul in some zombie movie.
Yeah. I'm going to go to the closest window and look outside.
All you can see out the window is fog.
The mists, damn it. The mists.
Yeah.
There isn't much more I can do. I mean, I'm not going to go walking out into the mists at this point.
Well, as you open the doors, looking at, there is a clear path out of the church with a mist kind of forms almost. If you were a less naive person, you might consider it strange that it forms a tunnel.
Yeah. First thing I'm going to do is I'm going to do a quick check on myself. Do I still have my mace?
Yeah.
All these symbols.
You didn't put anything on the floor and just walk away.
I can't find a way to get rid of that out of my inventory, by the way.
It's fine.
It was a crappy sword, Ed, anyway.
It's okay. I'm relatively certain we're going to be able to find you some arrows and another short sword really quickly.
I'm gonna start walking down the path.
Okay. Then we'll jump to Greg, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
As the half-orc and the elf are exploring through the forest, you start to feel the mist closing in behind you, almost guiding you in a direction.
Like it's really thick back there.
Yeah.
Really, no. The mist is getting thick. I think
this is kind of my natural habitat. If I can't see, we're not going, and we need to kind of find a clearing. So let's head in that direction over there.
Stealthily, I'm foraging along the way. Is it? Well, no. I'm more interested in finding my damn sword. We're going to eat a light breakfast on the run as we're just trying to get out.
Check your character sheet.
4.
A short sword.
Oh, you did take it off. Thank you. You
just didn't have it. I don't know where you put it.
It's gone. It's just gone. Oh, yeah. That's because I probably have to hit edit. That's all.
Yeah. Okay.
So yeah, no, we're going to continue trying to find a clearing out of the mist so we can get our bearings on where we are. I'm not normally lost in the woods, so this is an unusual feeling for me.
Yeah, like you didn't camp that far away from the road. You went, you know, expect to kind of be out of a way where it'd be quiet. But as you're working your way back to where it would have been, there's none of the signs of commerce that you'd expect. There's no like other people around. You feel oppressed, and the weight of the mist kind of pushing
you. Any other like woodland folk? Like, do I hear squirrels and birds? And
no, it's eerily quiet.
Dude, I'm not. I don't hear a squirrel pattering. I haven't heard a deer. I haven't heard a bird. You?
No.
I think we need to get out of here.
Should
have been here, but it's not.
You do see a road after a little bit more walking. I would not say exploring.
Yeah, as we're kind of like almost aimlessly wandering around.
Yeah, I didn't drag you guys to here. That was just rude, wasn't it? I just left you in the mines.
I'm bad at this. Purpose.
No, I meant to move you back to that sheet, but I'm just bad at it. What was I saying? Yeah. So yeah, as you're walking along the path, you definitely feel like the mist is starting to form around it. You see it coming up from the other side of the road towards you. And the road to your right, the mist is closing in as well. And it seems that the only mist-free direction would be following the road to the left.
All right. I guess that's the direction we're going to start wandering.
Yeah.
That is the direction we shall go then. Again, I'm still keeping my ears peeled though. Like, the fact that I'm not hearing anything in the woods, no birds, no squirrels, no little furry little critters is kind of got me on edge.
It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, like it's really eerie.
I agree.
I need a fan to sleep. So like not hearing this is really, really kind of giving me some anxiety here.
As you are wandering along the road, you see a shape in the mist to your right.
What kind of it?
Roll me a perception test.
There's where my dice rolls are.
A roughly human-sized shape.
Did I roll one? Good.
Yeah.
Better. No.
You see a dragon-sized shape in the mist. You're pretty convinced that it's a dragon that's just a little bit further away.
All right, so being cautious, I'm going to take the one of the remaining weapons that I have, and I'm just going to, like, notch an arrow, but I'm just keeping it pointed to the ground. I'm not...
Because
this shit's weird.
Are you going to approach it or stay where you are?
Slowly.
Move towards it, you get to see better kind of... It's still difficult to make anything out, but the shape's becoming more defined. It's definitely a humanoid.
Is it on the road or is it just
coming the same way you approach from the left-hand side of the road? This is approaching further down, but from the right-hand side. You see it stumble, and then you hear coughing.
Like human coughing. Humanoid.
Human-like coughing.
All right. I might quicken my step a hair. I am less threatened by something on the ground coughing than I am something standing.
So, as you move forwards, you recognize a female human.
Is she wearing robes?
She is wearing robes.
All right.
That one right there? Gotcha.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
As you close the distance, you find her unconscious.
All right. See if I can dig into my bag of tricks here. I have medicine. I think I'm going to try to evaluate why this young lady is unconscious. Okay.
It would appear that she was having trouble breathing. Breathing seems to have settled now. Exhaustion it just looks exhausted now. The mist is still closing in behind you. and you're starting to feel the weight of it as it's carrying on, ushering you down the road.
All right, big fella. I think this young lady needs an assistance here. I was going to ask. Yeah, do you need him to take a strength check to pick this young, frail young lady up?
No, no. He's going to throw her over his shoulder. Like,
he's got a few axes. He might just want to, like cradle her like a baby.
Like a stab.
Yeah, so she doesn't get stabbed by the axe handles. But yeah, I think we need to get moving. We need to get her out.
Yeah. So as you continue down the road, you see what looks to be the shapes of buildings start to form ahead of you in the mist.
Looks like a town up ahead. Oh, maybe we at least find shelter from these damn mists.
Okay.
Still not going too fast because I don't know what we're walking into.
I'm just going to grab my book for these parts because it's easier than trying to do it on the computer.
Sure.
Yeah, Sean, as you are continuing on your journey down the road, you're heading along the road into the village of Bavaria, and you don't see anyone else on the road. As you're approaching the town, the mist, in a similar way to what I described for Ed, it's kind of ushering you along. As you turn around to look back to the chapel, you can't see any outline of a building. You recall that the journey should have taken you longer, but within 5 or 10 minutes, you're already seeing the outlines of the village.
Does it look as how I remembered it?
From this distance, it does. You see all of the buildings you'd expect to see, like the shape of a skyline is what you'd expect.
Just keep walking forward.
So as you walk down the road, you get into the village and you've still not seen anybody else. The mist is starting to overwhelm the buildings and almost like a solid object moving and clawing its way towards you, having to pick up your pace a little to keep ahead of it.
I'm going to move towards an inn or a tavern that I would know exists.
Yeah, and I will give you the name of a tavern directly that you would know indeed that it exists.
While you're looking that up, I have some news I'd like to share, if that's okay.
Yeah.
Chad just IM'd me and said he did indeed get the new job and he starts next week, which means he should be available for our next session, I hope.
That's awesome.
Sweet. That's awesome.
Yeah, I can easily tie all of this together. Where is it gone? It is the Blood of the Vine, I believe the tavern would be called.
Say that again.
I believe the tavern is the Blood of the Vine. I'm just going to double check to make sure I'm not lying to you. Blood of the Vine Tavern, yeah. It's the establishment you would go to. I'm not going to say it's lively, but if you were looking for the liveliest place in Bavaria, that's where you would go.
That's where I'm going to head then.
Yeah, you get there and the windows are all shuttered. The doors actually nailed shut from the outside. It looks, now that you're within the town, it has the same feel as the church did.
So it feels abandoned.
Yeah, and the fog closes on you.
Let's keep moving forward then.
This is just a Tuesday at Barovia, yo.
Yeah. Ed, as you guys are being ushered into this strange town, the buildings all look abandoned. The walls of any of the stone buildings almost feel like the bleeding dampness as this mist is just clinging to them. It's that thick that it's condensing on and just water running down the sides of the buildings.
So I think we need to find a place for this young lady to recover. Is there a building close to us that I think that my large friend here would be able to gain us entry to?
Can all three of you take a perception check for me?
Can I actually do something I'm good at for once? There we go.
I didn't even see the...
Okay.
What buildings?
Actual one.
Gabe's very busy focusing on parts of this young lady that he shouldn't. Sean doesn't see anything.
One of his flaws.
Ed sees a shape coming down from, let me make sure I get this correct. You see a shape coming from the, so as you come up through, it's like a crossroads ahead of you. You see a shape moving towards you through a mist. It seems to be picking up pace.
Humanoid?
Yep.
Again?
This one, you hear, you hear the rattling of armor as if something was running, armored was starting to, not run, more of a hasty walk towards you.
Definitely keeping my eye on this until I get focus on what it is. Yeah. It's been a weird fucking day.
So,
hey, something's coming up ahead. Hold up.
So, Sean, you hear voices ahead of you?
I'm going to stop.
Okay. Ed, the shape stops.
Who goes there?
There you go, Sean. I'm not going to be a third party to this anymore.
My name's Theseus. Who are you?
Now, did I hear him call?
No, I never name? Spoke.
Yeah, I was going to say, so, but do I recognize the voice at least?
So some of your spells would have had verbal components.
Verbal command.
Well, I did speak a few times, okay, when I was asking what's over there.
Take an intelligence test for me, Ed.
You are dumber than I am.
Nope, you it's do not. Frog. You do not recognize the voice.
God damn.
You know, do I recognize the voice?
Take an intelligence test for me, Sean.
Literally, so intelligence is everything.
Nope. None of you recognize the voices.
I am pulling out my mace.
Well, Gabe was listening intently whilst he healed him.
Yeah, he can't see shit, but he can hear pretty well.
Yeah, so Gabe recognized the voice of a priest who healed him.
So I'm slowly raising my bow in threatening manner, just so you're physically aware of what's actually happening right now. Are you going to prevent me from doing that?
Yes, I recognize his voice.
So
you have my short
you
sword?
Hear a half orcish voice, Sean.
I kind of recognize the voice.
Yeah. Well, you've being from Bavaria, from Ravenloft, you've not heard many half orcs.
Not many half orcs. No. Oh.
So as you all slowly approach, it becomes evident that you recently shared some form of. What you're thinking might have been a dream. I don't know what you're thinking. I'm not going to tell you.
My first question stands. Do you have a short sword?
What short sword?
You saw it on the floor.
Yeah. So I'm going to relax and I'm going to like not loosen the bow and be like, I dropped my sword in that cave and I have not been able to find it. I assume you don't have it. So that means that she's got it. And then I'm going to point to her sitting in the arms of the orc.
The cave. That was real? That actually happened?
He had bruises. My short sword was gone. I'm missing arrows. I assume what we happened was not a dream. I was under the assumption that I was drunk and recovering from a hangover, but that's apparently not true.
Then it must be real. The land.
So, as you're discussing this at the crossroads, the fog seems to close in behind both of you, forcing you into a single group, and then kind of open up on Sean's left and Ed and Gabe's right, assuming you're facing each other for the conversation.
Yeah,
pretty much.
All right, so I don't know what these mists are either, but these things are. This is getting awfully eerie. We're looking for a safe place. We found her unconscious on the road.
Yeah. Can you all roll perception tests for me?
Woo! Something I know how to do.
So, Ed and Gabe, in between the responses of the priest, you start to hear what sounds like a child crying.
I don't do kids.
All right. I take it you hear that?
Now that it's been pointed out to you, Sean, you can hear it as well.
Yeah, it sounds like a child.
Sounds like someone in need of help.
Yes, a child. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go see what if this child is in.
All right, big man. Why don't you trail behind as you're carrying precious cargo? Let's go take a look and see what's going on.
Yeah, you find.
I don't know what she is. I don't know what any of this is yet. I'm not sure. I'm not still asleep yet. Hey. I think that's the last time that I drink orcish beer. I'm just saying.
Orc beer is good. I don't know what you're talking about.
All right, so slowly in the general direction of a child screaming.
Yeah, so as you're walking down past the townhouses to the left and right, the noise intensifies and you hear a mumbled voice shushing. And then as you get closer, assuming you guys are continuing.
Slowly but
surely. Yep, slowly but surely.
You see two children outside of a house that looks in much better repair than the rest of the surroundings.
Do I recognize them?
No.
So that skin tone am I familiar with someone with a skin tone of that color?
It looks just like normal
people. I'm trying to do my
best
to try to say as PC as possible on this one, but that's an unusual color.
You don't notice anything unusual about the color in character. They just...
That's kind of what I'm getting at. So I am not the best. I don't know how I lean over to my somewhat presentable, holy looking friend and saying, maybe you should take this one. Not you.
Oh,
the guy. I smell bad. You smell worse. I don't know.
They don't look like Vasari, I think they're called. Yeah.
The Vasari.
Yeah, they don't look like Vasari. They look like just regular kids. They look, the fashion is a little bit out of date, but other than that, you're not the, if someone were to look at you, Sean, they would probably think your fashion was to be, well, Thaddeus's fashion would be a bit out of date as well, but.
Right.
Yeah.
I love her cape. Out of character, that's some cool artwork.
Yeah. And so are you guys still approaching?
Slowly.
Yes, but again, I think he's the more diplomatic of the two of us. I think he might scare the crap out of him.
So as a shushing, the girl hears your approach. The girl is the older of the two of them. She turns to you and says, "There's a monster in our house." She points to a tall brick row house that's seen better days, and yet somehow still manages to stand out as inhabited.
So this one doesn't have the doors and windows nailed shut?
No. The windows inside are dark. It is a gated patio on the ground floor. The rusted gate slightly ajar. The house on either side are abandoned with the doors all boarded up.
So, as I said, this is kind of Sean. I'm letting Sean kind of take the lead on this one for the moment because I don't know how she's going to respond to gruff and tumble me, but...
My child, there's a monster in your house? How long has it been?
As long as I can remember. Mother and father used to warn us about it.
Do you live in the house?
Yeah.
You live in the house with the monster in the house?
That's what Mummy and Daddy said when they took us in the attic. They told us there was a monster in the basement.
What happened to your mom and dad?
I don't know. At that, the little boy whimpers again.
When was the last time you saw your...
When they sent us to bed in the attic.
Today? Last night?
She looks a little bit confused, and the boy cries a little bit more.
Ooh.
Can you roll perception tests for me?
Yeah, he's probably scared of mind. I don't see shit.
Okay. Sean, you notice that the mists are still closing in around you. It's now, there's a house to the left and the right, and then the street is maybe like 15 feet wide. It's now kind of forming like a 40-foot half circle around the front of this house.
And that's pretty much the direction we can go. We couldn't go to the other house.
You could, at the moment, you could still get to one of the other houses. You could get to one directly opposite it, and then the one to the left and the right on the same side as it, but not the ones on the left and the right of the one directly opposite it without walking into the mists.
So our options are house that two small children who came wandering out of the mist told us that there's a monster in, or other houses. But the other, like, so this is the one that you said that looks like sort of like it's someone lives there, and the rest of them, are they in the state of disrepair and boarded up?
Yep.
My child, we will help you.
I knew it.
At
least we know the monster.
We're not going back in until the monster's gone.
We'll take care of that monster for you.
Yes. Do you see this rather large gentleman? He excels killing monsters.
She smiles at that.
She doesn't have pointed teeth. She just had curiosity.
No. She looks genuinely happy that some big, burly, greenish skinned man is going to go and kill a monster for her.
So our friend
Sorry, the correct response to that could be insight check.
Insight. How about you? Yeah.
Well, that's a terrible check.
It's okay.
So you are all convinced that she's genuinely happy that you're going to go and kill a monster for her.
All right. Well, we need a place to help.
Can we wake her up?
She hasn't seemed to wake
up. So out of game, she'll wake up once Greg turns up.
Gotcha. So she's
right,
the character in the corner.
Yeah, but I have a plan. It's okay.
All right. Will you two watch over her? Talking to the kids.
So they say that she could probably sleep in the... Give me one second. That's not the right page. Oh, I think my headphone's going to run out of battery.
Oh,
no. I should have charged them up better. Give me a sec. She can probably sleep in the den of wolves. In the den, there's some nice comfy chairs in there. And
that sounds safe.
Out of character or in character?
I said out of character. That sounds safe.
You could ask her about it.
Why is it called the Den of Wolves?
Well, it's just what my dad calls it. It's just the den.
Okay. Well, let's go investigate this monster, shall we? Do I believe her that there's a jet? All right. There's the monster under my bed, lives in my basement, isn't real? Or is there like some genuine terror?
Sorry, I was putting my headphones back on. That's okay. So from your insight check on her earlier, she seems 100% genuine in what she's saying. All three of you are convinced that she's telling the truth.
Okay.
She believes everything she said to you.
Okay. All right. Understood.
Okay.
So need to be prepared for something weird in this island.
Taking into account that that's what Gabe thinks, that's what Sean thinks, and that's what Ed thinks.
Yes. Okay.
From those roles.
Well,
just in case that helps or doesn't.
Describe the front of the house so we can have an...
Well, I can do better than that, Sean.
Give me a picture of the house.
Right, then let's do this. I think I can. Can I do this one? Can you guys see that? No?
I don't see anything just yet. Ooh.
Okay.
Hey, that name says Death House. This is a lovely house of murder you have here.
And then...
Does it have a what? Like a porticus sitting there? Yeah.
Give me... So I need...
Can I zoom in? Sure can. Look at that. Full blast.
So don't scroll down. Just close it once you've seen it. Because I believe me closing it doesn't actually take it away for you guys, as I thought it did.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, if I scroll down, it stops. I see the bottom of the house.
That's good.
Yeah.
Click on the picture and it'll go to a big picture.
Yeah.
Yeah. That I see, but it doesn't scroll anywhere. So I just get a really well detailed picture of what this house looks like.
Yeah.
So I see one, two, three,
four stories.
That's a house.
Okay. Let me do this. And then I can do
this. House in the title. Yeah. Yeah. That's a little horrifying. Why do you see stuff?
Okay, folks, so that wraps up our session zero of Lack of Focus Plays 5e D&D. That title was terrible. I need to think of something better, but that's where we are at the moment. Sorry. What we are thinking at the moment is that we're going to be playing weekly on Mondays. We are fairly set on the idea that if I can wrangle it, we're going to have some of the Patreons jump in as and when we can to play NPCs for a little while and stuff like that. So hopefully that'll be fun little bits and pieces. Again, if you made it this far, I thank you. Really appreciate all of your support and hopefully you enjoyed it somewhat. Sorry it was a little bit of a boring kind of literally just listening to people roll dice on Roll 20, which I couldn't think of a way to make more exciting for this session. I'm trying to be more descriptive so the audio version but holds some interest. I believe, I can't remember if I said any intro or not now anyway, but Our hope is that we're going to be recording this every week, and then the X-Wing podcast is still going to maintain that two-week release schedule. So we're planning on flooding you guys with content. Most of the X-Wing looks like it's just going to be us making random lists, playing games, talking about that kind of stuff, kind of keep it fun and light-hearted. So let us know what you prefer content-wise, if this kind of stuff interests you, if you want us to include any like D&D synopses or roundups and like character stuff or our takes on character stuff in the Lack of Focus X-Wing kind of podcast, we can make that into a flight deck. But basically, all I'm asking for is feedback on what you guys actually want, because we enjoy hanging out and talking, and we hope you guys enjoy listening to us. So that's mainly it. Just let us know what you're enjoying, what you want, and if it's something that jives with us, we will do it. If not, I'll be upfront and honest about it. Hope you're all staying safe and healthy. And love you all. Thanks for your support. And I'll see you all on the next one.
Thank you once again for joining the Lack of Focus X-Wing podcast. Check out Dice Hate Productions for all of the latest episodes, and we'll be looking forward to seeing you again next episode.